Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of the Marlins Recap Pod for Friday, May 13th, 2022, where the Miami Marlins played the Milwaukee Brewers. And fans, it is another one-run loss for Miami, their 284th of the season, what it definitely feels like. They lost to the Brewers 2-1 on Friday, and it was not pretty hitting-wise for Miami, but it was a really great pitching matchup. This was easily one of the best pitching matchups in all of the MLB this season, especially going into it. We had reigning Cy Young Award winner in Corbin Burns, and may I say future Cy Young Award winner in Pablo Lopez, both pitchers with sub-2 ERAs, ERAs in the ones, two great pitchers, two guys who are definitely probably going to be on the All-Star team this season. But really great pitching on both sides. I'm going to skip a little ahead to talk about their final pitching line just to show how dominant each pitcher was. For Corbin Burns, 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts. He came into the game with a 1.86 ERA and lowered it to 1.77. And now Pablo Lopez, both pitchers, 7 innings. So Pablo had 7 innings, 3 hits he gave up, 1 earned run, and he also had a career-high 11 strikeouts.
What a night he is having. That is 11 for Pablo Lopez, adding to a career high.
He has easily been the best pitcher on the Marlins staff. He is an All-Star Cy Young Award, definitely probably finalist, or at least top five. We're ending the season now, just the way he's performing. It is so great to see what Pablo is doing. But early on, it did look like there was going to be some problems because he did give up a very early home run, a leadoff home run to Colton Wong in the top of the first. But then after that, it was just smooth sailing for Pablo Lopez. It just felt like at the top of the first, he gave that home run. And then after it just smooth sailing, strikeout after strikeout after strikeout. That was just almost an anomaly in that first inning to Colton Wong. He struck out Willy Adames. He struck out Christian Yelich multiple times, which was just really incredible seeing go to the third inning. Really, was probably his best inning. Struck out Colton Wong, Willy Adames, and then Christian Yelich. Back-to-back-to-back strikeouts. And then all those guys who were swinging strikeouts just to show how dominant Pablo was, really, after that first inning. Just striking out guys almost left and right. Striking out Jace Peterson. Striking out Lorenzo Cain. Really great to see from Pablo Lopez. But it was just a hitting from Miami that couldn't get anything going. We did get a Jesus Aguilar home run in the fourth inning. It was almost just an absolute bomb, a moonshot. But then we go later in the game, and there are multiple times where there were flyouts when Lorenzo Cain cut the ball. And I'm telling you, they were so close to being home runs. I remember Jorge Soler hit one so far back, it almost reached the top of the porch, and Lorenzo Cain just went up and got it. That was incredible. Cain is an incredible defensive outfielder. He's a really great player. Horseler almost had it. It's a little more juice. The walls were just brought in a little bit. It would have been a home run, but that was sad to see. Marlins do need to pick it up hitting-wise, as Jazz went hitless. Jesus Sanchez went hitless. Miguel Rojas went hitless. It was Avi Garcia went hitless. It was not really great to see all these guys going hitless. We saw the Aguilar home run. Soler had a hit multiple times, close to a home run, really good hits. Cooper had a hit, but it was just not really a pretty game. Top of the order to the bottom amid that Jesus Aguilar home run. And then we go into later in the game, and we go to the ninth, where it was tied 1-1. And then what happened, you may ask? Sanders Scott came into the game, to the ninth inning, gave up, not even enough to fail home run, no. But he gave up a Jace Peterson walk with the bases loaded. Scored Christian Yelich, and that is how Milwaukee scored the final run of the game. A bases loaded walk. That was just incredible to see. Tanner Scott didn't even pitch a full inning. His final stat line is 0.0 innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 earned run. Just really incredible to see. I was not expecting that. The Bender had the walk, but still, Bender had the walk. Terrence Scott just going there and giving up hits and earned runs, and then you had Bender walking people. It was not great to see. Miami did not play well at that point of the game. They need to get hits, and then having Terrence Scott, Anthony Bender as your closers, it's not working out. Bender is not the guy. Bender's ERA is now 4.50. He is not the guy to be your closer. I'm sorry. He'll be really great in the seventh, maybe even six innings if the starter doesn't last that long, but that's where Bender's role is primarily. I would most likely give it to Bass, the way Bass has been playing so far this season. He has shown that he can handle those leverage situations, and I'll give him the opportunity because Bender has had those opportunities and he's just falling out of his hand. And Tanner Scott, I wouldn't even put him close to the ninth inning. Definitely not. And then who else but Josh Hader comes in and saves the game for the Milwaukee Brewers, his 13th of the year. If you want to know what a closer looks like nowadays, it is Josh Hader. 13 saves, ERA of 0.00, a whip of 0.57, just multiple strikeouts. That guy is amazing. I would give up anything the Brewers wanted for Josh Hader. That's a closer. That's what Miami should look at. Type of player like that for what they need in the closer position. Not a closer by committee, or put Bender and Scott and who else. They need someone like that. Bass probably is the closest, but he's the best that we got at the moment to put in that position. But it was not a pretty game. Aside from Pablo Lopez, just career performance. It's sad to see that career performance almost go to waste with just a loss by Miami, by the bullpen, and then not the hitting not helping Pablo. But it was not great to see how the game unfolded. But again, another one-run loss for Miami. They're 800th so far this season. It was not good. They will be back on Saturday at 6:10 p.m., the pitching matchup is Trevor Rogers versus Eric Lahr. Eric Lahr so far this season is 3-0, close to 30 innings, 1.82 ERA. So another tough matchup against for Miami. You know, comparing Trevor Rogers and Eric Lahr, Lahr has 42 strikeouts, 8 walks. Trevor has 21 strikeouts, 13 walks. So this will be a little problem for Miami if they want to get the win. They have to get the win in this game on Saturday against Milwaukee. That does it for me. Make sure to go like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get your Fish Stripe podcast. And do remember this, always go fish.